This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy snowy Wednesday. Let's start things off with Dave Murray. Dave, did we dodge a bullet yet?
No, not yet. Yeah, it was never going to be a big storm. It was not going to be a repeat of January. And it was going to be a fast-moving storm.
Mm-hmm.
All that's proving true. We've got a mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain, mainly kind of ice pellets and sleet, a little bit of just plain old rain out there. Temperatures hovering 32, 33, 34. If you're downtown, it's probably mainly just rain at this point, and all very light. Still going to see this mix of moisture through the afternoon. Nothing really heavy to be concerned about, but because we're borderline temperatures, there could be a couple of road problems here and there. I don't think it's anything widespread, and this thing will wind down fairly quickly this evening before the really cold air comes in.
Well, that's good. So that should keep from the refreezing. It's all good.
Yeah, it's all pretty good.
Nice. And then while we have you, it gets cold the next couple of days?
Yeah, there's another system coming in Saturday. That's going to be mainly rain. However, it should probably end as a little bit of rain and snow Saturday night. Then that's when the colder air comes in behind that system. Then there's another system for Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Tuesday and Wednesday, not sure of the strength of this thing, but it would be snow. There's no question in my mind it's cold enough for snow as we get into next week.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you in a couple hours.
You got it.
All right. Thank you.
I get starstruck when Dave Murray's on.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was famous when I was like a little kid.
Sure.
And so I remember my papa was a weather watcher in St. Peter's. And when Dave Murray would say, you know, Howard from St. Peter's, and we would get so excited. Yeah. It was the coolest thing.
Yeah. My mom thought it was so cool that Dave and I were friends.
Yeah.
She thought that was really
how
neat.
That's how I feel. I'm like, oh my gosh. They get to talk to Dave Murray.
So Dave's been on with me 25 years.
Wow.
When was the first time I met him? 20? It took 20 years to meet him.
Yeah.
And it became a thing.
Yeah.
To the point that I pulled into Lester's with Nick, and Dave was walking out, and he's like, now's your chance. I'm like, can't do it. Got to keep it going.
Wow.
Got to keep the streak going.
You are that committed to the bit.
Yeah. And then the first time I met him 5 years ago, he came in studio, and I hold my arms out to give him a big hug, and he goes, wow. I thought you'd be taller. And I said, I thought your head would be smaller. We had a good laugh and we French kissed.
That's so. In front
all's
of everyone?
Well, all's well that ends well.
You know. If you're going to kiss a dude, might as well do it in front of people.
Yeah,
so.
You don't want it to be a secret.
Yeah. How's Gas House?
It was good.
Good.
Yeah, I'm jealous of Matt Pauly.
Yeah.
Down in Jupiter. Spring training is great.
No, look at the snow.
Spring training. No, it just, yeah, even if it was nice today here, spring training is just great.
Yeah.
It's a fun atmosphere. I've never done it in Arizona. Is that pretty good out there the same way?
Yeah. You might get caught up in a haboob, but it's pretty good.
That's where the haboob was.
Yeah. They're in Arizona. All right.
Yep.
All right. Yep. So no haboobs in Florida. Just tropical just storms different. That pop up once in a while.
No kidding around. A haboob would freak me out.
Yeah.
It's not.
So you could see it approaching you. You were out running the haboob.
Totally.
Do people run from the haboob?
I don't know.
Did you?
Did you? Were you?
I had to drive. I had to get to the hotel.
Any of the haboob get into the hotel?
No.
Because that happens.
No.
You know? Sand gets everywhere.
The hotels are pretty haboob proof.
What about the rental
Not
car?
Their first haboob?
Yeah, no. They've seen a haboob or two.
First haboob.
Well, let's stick with sports. I have a couple questions. For everyone, but mostly for you and Ron, the baseball guys, what is the toughest position?
I mean,
I know what Kevin's going to say.
You know what I'm going to say. It's
Kevin's going to say catcher.
Well, it is.
It is. It's very difficult. I'd say the other two probably.
In baseball, right? Is
yeah.
that what we're talking
yes.
about? Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Center field and shortstop are the others.
Yeah.
Center field, you got to cover a lot of ground. I mean, that's a really tough position to play. But yeah. catcher is the most physically demanding. You can speak
yeah,
to
I
that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reason, because you're combining all. You have to be able to hit. But you have to do that while spending hours every day going through pitchers' meetings and working with every one of your pitchers to know what they want to do and how they're going to attack this particular team in this particular series. So you're with the pitching coaches, you're with your pitchers, you're going through all of that. Then you throw in the physical side where you're doing 150, 160, 170 squats a day while catching something coming at you 97 miles an hour, blocking it in the dirt, throwing runners out, directing traffic. So when you see a ball hit in the corner, the guy directing everyone to where to throw the ball and where to line up the cutoff and the relay is the catcher.
Wine.
Sounds
like no fun at all.
That's the fun of it, though. That's what a lot of us like about it.
See, I played catcher and I didn't do any of those things.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, yeah, when you're
you catch
you're young,
the ball.
Yeah, when you're young, you
not
just,
much.
No, when you're young, you just your
I
job
walk
is
back to the fence
yeah,
a lot.
When you're young, your job is just run to the backstop and pick up the ball.
The real Johnny tryhards that when the ball's on the ground in the infield, you know, it's a typical ground ball, and the catcher runs all the way down to first with the run. You're supposed
That's
to.
That's not optional.
You're supposed
Your coaches
to.
Coaches will bench you if you don't do that.
That's just nuts.
Okay, so then what's...
So you trail the runner down
just
there.
Just in case there's an overthrow.
Unless there's a runner on second base, and then you stay at home in case there's a bobble and all that stuff.
What's the easiest position to play?
Oh, good one.
That's the better question. I would agree, by the way, Ron. The next one is shortstop.
Left field.
Shortstop because of the combination of the stopwatch and the responsibilities. Shortstop's got the most responsibilities outside of a catcher, and it's happening faster than an outfielder.
I feel for the fielders a lot because, yeah, they just got to like catch the fly balls or whatever.
The outfielders, but you mean?
If they miss those like pop flies, everyone's just gonna scream at them and be so mad.
The easiest position's left field.
And the reason why I know that is because they would always yell that at the unathletic kids. They'd be like, oh, we're putting you in left field.
No, in Little League, it's right field.
No, in right field,
right field. But you have to have a good arm in right
field. That's the difference. Yeah, in right field,
in Major League Baseball.
Because you have a longer throw to third.
Right.
Which is basically the only throw that's different. But there are a lot of those. There are a lot of first to third plays. So the right fielder has to have the stronger arm. But otherwise is also the same as left. They have the least ground to cover. They have the fewest plays that they're going to be involved in that are like the where they're the difference between the play getting made and not getting made. And obviously the left fielder is the one that just has generally it's the best hitter who can't throw very well.
Yeah.
And you go to left field.
I think that's really interesting how it changes
Typically,
over time.
There are good ones. Like Brendan Donovan's good in left field.
When you are in Little League, it's always right field, stick them out there. And that's because most of the hitters are righties, and they never hit the ball to right field.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you put the kid out there who can't catch anything.
Yes.
But by the time you get to the big leagues, you better be able to do everything.
By the time you're in high school, you need to be – every guy better be able to catch fly balls.
That's right.
So I think this is – I mean, this might be like an actual like physical disability of sorts. But when I look up, like I'm at a ball game and there's a foul ball, I can't tell if the ball's still going up, coming down, coming at me, or going away from me. I literally have no depth perception with the ball. And it's not that I'm generally unathletic, because that's not true. I am athletic. I guess I just need it to be much closer.
Straight
like
lines.
Tennis. Yeah, like tennis. I can play tennis. But when a ball goes up in the air, am I the only one who literally, I have no idea where it's going.
I played ball. And when I played 30 and over, I played a couple games at center field. And, you know, if you can't catch a pop fly as a kid, you're just useless. Everyone can catch a pop fly. And the first one hit to me, I didn't move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you. I was just standing there like, I know it's in the air, but I can't tell where it's going.
100%. It's the weirdest, very helpless feeling.
Yes.
Because
you feel really dumb.
I'm going to get hit on television with a foul ball, and they're going, why didn't she move? And it will be because she didn't know where it was.
And you know, the only bit of direction I ever remember getting in Little League on pop-ups is don't get directly under it, because if you think you're under it, it's going to go over your head.
Yes.
So you back up. You back.
Good advice.
Back up a couple of steps.
You always actually want it, if you can time it right, you want to be like two or three steps behind where it's going to land.
Heading
in case
toward.
You have to make a throw, yeah. So you get some movement. Moment. Center field, by the way, was the most fun I ever had playing baseball. Huh. I loved playing center field. It was so much fun. It was, first of all, it's not very taxing. You know, you don't get it. You don't have something to do on every single pitch.
Yeah.
As far as the ball being hit to you, I mean, you got to back up bases and do all that stuff. But that was a lot of fun.
A more interesting question. I saw a guy on TikTok. He claimed to be a sports doctor. Who knows if he is? But he made a very interesting statement, which is right up your alley, Wheels. He said, let me get it. Travel sports are destroying American families.
Well, that's a horrific distortion, because if anything's destroying the families, it's the parents deciding to do it. You don't have to say yes.
Sure, but do you think that once they do say yes, that it hurts families?
It can, but again, it's...
And how would that... What's the mechanism?
See, like, well, I mean, it can, because it's expensive. So it's going to... You're going to... If unless you have a lot of money, travel sports, volleyball, basketball, baseball...
Lacrosse,
you name it. You know, hockey's super expensive. Like, playing travel sports at any sport, doesn't matter which one it is... The expense, if it's pushing your family's financial boundaries, is going to tax the family. It's going to put stress on mom and dad. It's going to mean you're not taking the vacation to Disney World. It might mean you sacrifice getting a new car and you just stick with your... Like, there are definitely, you know, people that go all out for their kids and to the sacrifice for themselves or whatever. Like, it can be financially a problem. It's a time thing. I mean, you know, if you have a parent, I know families I've coached for years... Where mom and dad, they have two or three kids, and one kid's got a baseball tournament this week, and the other kid's got a soccer tournament, and you're just constantly running around, and it's literally all you do when you're... It can be that. It's just not inherently that, and parents control it, and they need to understand that. Like, it's okay to tell your kid, we can't do this. Or we can't do it all. Like, you need to pick one. Right.
Yeah. And it takes two to tango, because, like, the travel sports, if the parents all collectively said, no, we're not doing this, then there wouldn't be the options to leave every single weekend, every single Mother's Day, Father's Day. But because the parents are going for it, then the travel sports can also put collective pressure going, hey, your kid, if you want any hope of your kid doing this or that, they need to go. This trip's important. This is important. So then they're going, oh, man, maybe I need to do this for my kid.
Yeah.
And so... Absolutely. I know families that are never together, the moms or dads, on weekends, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Thanksgiving, Easter, because they're always traveling. And I would say personally, it's an absolute no for me.
I told you this story about the Uber driver. The car I got into was here in St. Louis, and I got into the car and I went, oh boy. And then when we were on the way, he started telling me about his kid who's in travel ball, and I don't remember the exact number, but it was over 150. He says he has 150 games a year,
Lord.
And that's why he was driving.
Baseball?
Yes.
That's so bad.
That's why. Yeah. And he said he was driving to earn money for the kid, and I thought, dude, you could tell that kid no. Yeah. 150 games?
And if the kid's really good, it's going to stand out. Like I said,
and maybe it's multiple games a day.
Well, no, yeah. I mean, sometimes. Look, I coach, like I've been coaching travel ball since 2007. And I mean, like, very competitive program that is guiding players towards being college baseball players, right? Like, that's what we do. That's the goal. And some of them go pro. Matt Vierling from the Tigers is a guy that came through our program, just as an example. Pete Fairbanks from the Rays, a guy that came through our program. There are people that go pro, but we're not guiding them toward pro because we know the odds of that are small. Your better chance is to play college. And maybe it's not Division I. It might be NAIA. It might be JUCO. It might be Division II, whatever. But the point is, focus on that and do academics at the same time so that you're not giving one more weight than the other. But, I mean, like... I coached, like, my busiest seasons ever, when I have really good teams and you win a lot of tournaments, maybe 75 games in the summer and then another 20 or 25 in the fall.
So there's one possibility.
That's 150 is a lot.
Yeah, he said maybe he's a liar, but he said that it was that. And also he said he played for multiple different
don't
teams.
Don't play for two teams ever.
And again, like, the rise of travel ball to the point, travel sports in general, to the point that we're at now, again, it takes two to tango. There needs to be demand, but then also the sports side can put enormous pressure on parents. But when you look at some of the greatest athletes of all time, like a Pierre Turgeon or an Al McGinnis, right? they didn't play ice hockey in the summer. They hit a tennis ball against their grandma's barn. Pierre Turgeon played baseball.
Yeah, but ask Connor McDavid.
Well, you can ask
that,
that too.
You can't compare 40 years
but
ago
to
now. But
he also, do we know that he played travel hockey all year round?
Pretty
I don't know.
Pretty much sure he did.
I don't know. No, I don't, I'm not going to assume because I've talked to players, not Connor McDavid, but I've talked to a Sidney Crosby and what they've done. They weren't necessarily being dragged around like that. Now, granted, hockey's weird because you leave home.
I mean,
at
you
15.
Leave home and you go stay with another family
yeah,
in Canada.
And so
to play.
Hockey's
yeah.
different. But listen, like you said, most of the kids aren't going to play pro or even college. And I had friends, again, currently on the number one Division I team in the country, field hockey. Their family rule was, we're not doing holiday tournaments. We're not going to be gone. We have a family. We have siblings. We need a life. If you're good and you work hard and you're playing, we're not going to miss Easter and Mother's Day and Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's a no for us.
Well, I can tell you. I mean,
and
like
still made it on the team because that person is a really good
you,
athlete.
Then your kid better be a unicorn. He better be the best kid on the team because you can't dictate terms to your team because they'll just tell you go find another team. And if because in a team setting, you need everybody to share the same commitment. Are we all buying in on this schedule or not? And if you're a unicorn, it won't matter. If you're one of those people that's just got the gift and you're beyond other people, then you'll probably be found. But if you go look at the kids getting drafted or the kids getting scholarships in college, I'd bet you 95% or more are playing some form of travel ball or travel hockey.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 125. Dave Murray started the show. Was a little more pessimistic than I had hoped he would be because it's not doing much at all downtown. But he said we're still going to have some going through the evening, but it's not going to be anything like January. So I think we're okay. Whew. I think we're okay.
Good
yeah,
deal.
It's good. Well, my TikTok finally figured me out.
Did it?
Yes. I'm a lesbian dork.
Yep.
Yes. Half of my For You page is, so you finally figured out you're a lesbian in middle age. And I'm like, oh, kind of. And then the other ones are, here's a G.I. Joe figure from 1978. So, yeah. And that's like 80% of what I'm getting now.
Really?
Yeah.
Man. It feels like somebody there's messing with you.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I'm not on TikTok or anything like that, but on Twitter, before it got really weird with all the Elon Musk stuff, definitely thought I was a man who wears a lot of khaki pants.
That's interesting.
It's like all khaki pants, all different kinds of khaki pants.
You do wear a good amount of khaki.
Trousers. I wear trousers, but not khaki pants. Yeah. These are like Dockers.
What do you think? Scarf, by the way, that's been in here for like 4 days.
Is it red?
Yes.
Yes.
There it is. We've all worn it.
I was wondering who that belonged to.
That's mine.
We've been passing that thing around.
You're not going to want it anymore.
Yeah.
I had some neck sweat, so I figured.
Ew.
Yikes. I don't know why neck sweat really bothers
me. Yeah,
we
use it to mop up these spills.
Yeah.
Worse than butt sweat, which I know sounds gross, but you know, like if you work out, you sit down and you leave a mark on the concrete.
Ew. Yeah.
Been a while since I had butt sweat.
Or on the seat at the gym.
Or on the seat.
Yeah. I'm leaving a lot of marks on the
seat. I've left a lot of butt sweat marks.
Look at that. Somebody sent out a couple.
People will, you'll get some weirdos who, like, they'll pay for your workout clothes after you use them. That's a
there's
real
my
thing.
Retirement.
There you go. It's a real thing.
Chris.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Why?
I don't know.
I just people need to know what's out there.
They need to know your options.
Yeah. That's why we could spend your money on
it's
if you
a
have
public
disposable
service.
Income. Yeah. There I see people on I don't have TikTok, but I have Instagram and the stories are basically the same. And I saw one of a woman last week who was like folding up the workout clothes she just used.
Come on.
Putting them in a plastic bag and talking about how she's shipping it off to somebody across the country who paid for it.
It's really gross.
I'm very thankful I don't have that.
Yeah,
right?
That would.
That's psychopath.
Do you think you're like? Do you realize like how weird that is if that's your thing?
I think you have to.
Because I'm. That's yeah. No.
Because I doubt you're doing it in the open.
You wouldn't tell anybody.
That's a good point. You're not like, oh yay, look what came, guys.
Yeah, it's here.
He got them displayed and they're framed. In your
well, remember
cave?
The girl a couple years ago that was tooting into mason jars?
Yeah.
Yep, the fart jar lady.
Yeah, I didn't want to say fart.
Well, you did the other day.
I know. It's because I did it.
You said it from both ends.
What?
Oh, God.
Welcome back, guys. DG, as on KMOX 134. Dave Murray says that we have another round of this coming, but it should be about like what we had this morning, which, okay. Can handle that. Yeah. We can all handle that. So since it is a snow day, and most of you are at home, and nothing counts. We're going to have a little bit of fun today. Want to do a report card?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've done fast food items before, but I have all new ones. So these are fast food items, and we're going to all have to agree what's an A+, what's an A, B, C, D, and F. All right?
Well, I'm just saying, we're like the Board of Aldermen. I don't think we can agree. You're going to just call the meeting, be like, Kevin's drunk.
Amy's
let's
just
going to
be
home.
Like, I haven't had any of
you
those.
You guys want to play games? We can play games.
No, literally, do you want to play a game?
quite literally, yes.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A waffle fries.
C.
S.
What?
You did F?
S.
Oh. S?
I thought there was an S at the top. A.
You said A+.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, A+.
So you're saying S tier is like the it's
what
not
would
real
you think
online.
S good for?
I don't know, but it's commonly used in tier making for the being the top, the absolute best.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep. Above A+. Yep.
What are you? Where are you seeing this?
Everywhere. Like they do it with you'll see the. It just doesn't matter.
Cars, the S class.
No, they'll do it with just about Like anybody who does rankings, cars, watches, like they do
on things.
Never heard of that.
On things that are called report cards. I really don't know. Does S mere S tier mean like super or something?
I don't know. It's just
as a kid, I got a lot of S's because it was satisfactory.
Right.
Remember that?
Right.
Your early report cards?
Usually that was like conduct, either an S or a U.
Mm-hmm. S tier.
Got a lot of U's.
Originated in Japanese academic grading and advertising, where it's used to indicate the highest possible grade.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And then A?
And then A. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So
right.
But anyway, A plus.
A plus. C.
I'd go with C.
Okay.
I think I could get on board if we're trying consensus here.
I feel very confident with C.
We'll go B since we have an A, an S over there. So put U in B.
Hmm.
The Frosty.
Mm.
Oh, man.
The Wendy's Frosty.
B minus. I do love a good Frosty.
I think
Frosty.
A B minus. I'm kind of on with Kevin on this one, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of the B minus of shakes. It's fine, but it's not like the best ones.
Well said.
You can't drink it.
You got to spoon it.
Yeah.
I'm into the B minus.
Yeah.
Andrew?
Oh, my gosh.
D.
He's going to tank it.
He's going to be like, it's clearly an R.
He's putting it in C.
It's an R.
Okay, we'll put Frosty in C for now. The McNugget.
Oh.
I can go D with the McNugget.
C.
I don't need it.
Amy knows what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
That's an A plus.
Oh, sorry.
This one's a Q.
It's an S. It's an A plus.
I'm going to go... Oh, man, because I don't know what the other option is, because I've got two A pluses in my head.
Chicken McNuggets and chicken
McDonald's
McNuggets.
Fries.
Yeah. Chicken McNuggets are so good.
I'll go with Andrew.
I
love them so much.
Is the McNugget still the pink goo, or was that just a...
Gravy.
Was that true?
I never found that out.
Whether that was real or whether
they changed it.
That was an urban legend.
I think
it was pink goo, but now it's white meat.
The McNuggets are better than they used to be, but it's still just like chopped meat.
I liked the gray meat.
They have such yummy breading. I love chicken McNuggets so much.
You got McRib on this list?
Nope.
Okay.
We have a few outside the box ones, like the glazed donut from Krispy Kreme.
F.
B.
F. Ooh, an F.
Yeah.
That's a B.
Overrated donut.
I'll say D. I'm not a huge Krispy Kreme guy, and I prefer McNuggets. Now that McNuggets have been introduced.
If this were a real political body, he would be Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
He would take his job so seriously.
Now that McNuggets have been introduced, I must judge everything against them.
Against
that one's an
McNugget.
L.
Anyone love glazed donuts from Krispy Kreme?
They're fine.
No. I like them.
No.
Okay, it's going in D.
That's fine. I can deal with that.
Wow.
I'm not angry.
McDonald's fish filet.
F.
F.
Yeah, it's a D.
I would never choose that over McNuggets.
I kind of like them.
I kind of do.
I'm not going to fight for it.
I don't hate them at all. Like, there's a much better fish sandwich like on the time of year, like at Arby's or even Wendy's.
Did you say sandwich?
He said sandwich.
He sure did.
I did.
He said fish sandwich. Yeah. I love it.
I just spelled filet with an O.
Filet or filet?
Filet sandwich.
Bro, I honestly don't know the last time I've been to an Arby's.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Bro.
Because every time I go to get roast beef, I'm going to go Lion's Choice.
Sometimes you're on the road, though. Like,
the next one is the Arby's beef and cheddar.
Oh, that's an A for me.
Yeah, I could put that in A solidly. A or B. I love Arby's
hate them, huh?
Cheddar.
Well, it's not my thing. Okay, D. I would get that before I got the filet.
All
right, it's going in C.
I'm an Arby's truther.
Meaning?
What's the truth?
I just think they're good.
Oh.
I thought you meant you
relative
they were like
to
gelatinous.
Other places, right? Not like Lion's Choice is clearly the better one to me.
Oh, it's so
but
good.
I'm saying, but like compared to the other big national chains,
what's
like McDonald's and all that.
Roast beef chain other than
no,
Arby's.
No, I'm saying
and
compared
Lion's
to McDonald's, Chief. Burger King, all those, I'd take Arby's over almost all of them.
I've still never had it.
Yeah, you should.
Nope, never had it. McDonald's fries.
A
yeah,
plus,
that's,
plus.
Yeah, that's up B plus, A minus. It's in that area.
B.
It's A or A plus.
Okay, we'll put her in A.
I love a good Frenchie.
I'd rather have curly fries.
I love curly fries.
Auntie Anne's pretzel.
A plus.
Get out!
Ooh, those
wow,
are the best.
You jumped on that one.
Yeah, those
pretty
are the best.
Good.
No matter which kind, either man, cinnamon ones, the garlic and parmesan, doesn't matter.
Do
Report card
plain.
Makes strange bedfellows.
Yeah,
yes, it does.
Yeah, A plus.
I would say B just because I gave
S class.
I just gave an A plus.
I would do a B, A or a B.
Yeah, okay. A or B.
I don't think I've ever had one.
Oh, you're missing it.
I've also not ever had a Cinnabon.
Oh, ooh. You're missing out there, too. Those are I've heard.
Chris, have you ever had a pretzel before?
The hot
like a soft pretzel? Yeah, at a ballpark. Yeah.
Then there you go. You got
no,
it.
It's
the
it's
buttery
totally different
version of that.
Because Auntie Anne's, they have this old butter that when they put it on the pretzel, you will have the worst acid reflux you've ever had in your life right after you
so
eat it.
So worth it.
But it's so good in the moment. It's just old butter.
Old butter. I love Old Butter. It's awesome.
Yeah, she said it. I was just like, oh, yeah, Old Butter.
Even that really kind of got a reaction from me, but unfortunately for me, not a bad one.
Those places have evolved, too. They
think
do,
I'd
like,
be grossed
dogs.
Out, but I'm like, Old Butter.
It does smell good when you go past them at the mall.
They taste the better
Galeria.
Than they
It does smell great. Yep.
There's one at the Galeria right next to Urban Outfitters in California Pizza Kitchen.
Yep.
The ubiquitous hard shell beef Taco Bell taco.
A. That's good. That's an A.
A.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, A times 1,000,000,000,000,000.
It's so soggy.
There isn't,
but not as soggy as the next one. Oh. The Jack in the Box taco.
Oh, dude. Ooh.
Wait, I messed up. I was thinking of the Jack in the Box. Which one did you just do?
Taco Bell.
I'll go Jack in the Box over Taco Bell.
Jack in the Box is the soggy one.
That's a C. I love that greasy thing. Yeah. It's so bad.
Jack in the Box taco.
It's not even meat.
It's got to be a C.
Yes, it is.
No, I don't think it is.
It's like bean paste.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
No, there's bean on it, right?
No, I don't think it's meat. There's
meat.
I don't know if where's meat.
There's no bean on
meat.
A Taco Bell
really?
Taco.
I don't know, man. Jack in the Box taco.
Where
is
meat
top.
Begins and bean ends, I don't know. But yeah. It's a good taco.
It's refried.
It's a good way to put it. They should use that in their advertising.
It's refried meat. It's like pate.
Oh, it's so
it's
great.
Like
it is.
Yeah,
it is.
It's so soggy and
it's
greasy.
Oh, my God. But
it's clear.
It's incredible.
It's processed.
I bet you could scoop that crap out. And sell it to rich people as foie gras, and they would just be like, oh, this is why I love
this
it.
Is the
yeah,
best
they'd be
foie
like,
gras.
This is the tastiest
yeah,
foie gras.
My understanding is, like, I'm looking at this review, but it's as almost as much soy protein as it is beef. Whatever.
So it is
kind of delicious. It is.
So it's woke. It's an F!
Give me that greasy woke taco. That thing is...
Oh, my gosh. That is a great restaurant name, Woke Taco.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
Really good.
I'm going to be saying Woke Taco for the rest of the day now.
I think you should come
head.
In. And get yourself a Woke Taco.
Oh, my God.
Man, I'm telling you. That I know. Look.
We're doing all their work for them.
The problem is only half the people out there would go there.
Between fish filet and...
Yeah.
Every time I have
a fish filet.
I don't know how you guys feel when you have those tacos, but every time I've had one, I just feel really bad about myself
after.
Oh,
sure.
But my God, are they good.
Yeah. Mm. You're usually pretty drunk. At least
when I
have them.
I do not have to be.
You mean in general or in relation to the taco?
I thought he was really calling out Chris there.
Well, you're usually pretty drunk.
Well, you're an alcoholic, Chris, so obviously.
Man.
The Whopper.
Whopper's
they're
a
solid,
B.
Yeah.
Whopper's a B
they're
for
solid.
Me.
They're solid.
B minus.
Yeah. Whoppers have been saved. I've been doing the no carb thing, and Whoppers have been saving me.
Okay.
I go and I get a couple of Whoppers, and I take the bread off, and I put them on keto safe. Nobody cares. Sorry.
What the hell?
Good story.
This is not interesting.
Last one. The chicken fingers from Raising Cane's.
Strong. B plus. Yeah, strong.
That's strong. Yeah.
Way better than stupid McNuggets.
I could do it. Don't
wait.
Don't come on. You don't need to put people down to lift yourself up.
Yeah, I do.
That is a technical foul for taunting.
Okay,
no.
We have
a McTaunt.
A McTaunt.
I mean, one of them's actually a whole piece of chicken.
As a body, we have work to do. We have nothing in A+.
Uh-huh.
In A, we have McDonald's fries, the Taco Bell taco, and Auntie Anne's. We need to move one up.
Let's bump fries. Yeah.
I think we should bump the pretzel down.
No. Okay.
Immediately.
I agree with Amy.
Yeah.
No.
You're going to lose that pretzel.
Okay. We need something to go up then from B. We have waffle fries, McNuggets, Whopper, Jack in the Box tacos, and Cane's.
Cane's.
McNuggets.
McNuggets.
Oh, God.
Show me nuggets.
Surrounded by 6-year-olds.
Show me nuggets.
This really is like Parliament.
Yeah. I will say I do like to eat my nugget with both hands and like chew, eat it very slowly like a little kid.
A slogan they did not go with, show us your nuggets.
Comforting.
They did not go with that.
I would like some data. I want actual data to tell me how much closer to death I get if I have a Jack in the Box taco. Like each taco.
Right.
Like the hot dog.
Like the monster taco, the big one, not the little stupid ones.
The monster, you're the only person on earth that orders that instead of the regular tacos. That's insane.
That's a monster taco.
You're getting the monster taco from Jack in the Box,
they're
dude?
The same size, bro.
They're not the same size.
Yes,
they're bigger.
They are.
That's why they're monsters.
Bro, okay. I just got back from Chicago,
bro.
Bro,
dog.
Bro.
Listen, Chief.
Listen, Broham. Bub.
We're making Steve Moore very sad in Florida right now.
He's fine.
He's not sad.
He's fine.
Okay, everything, what's going to move down
he's
into
riding
D?
He's riding a dolphin in the ocean. He's on his fine.
Fifth Jack and Coke.
From C. Yeah, he's drunk.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
He's like, this is the best. Taco.
Yeah, he's Jack in the Box taco drunk.
He's like, this is the best segment ever.
He's like, I would do anything for a taco right now.
I love these guys.
He's pulling up DoorDash. He's pulling up DoorDash on the phone as we speak.
That's my boy.
What's moving down to D from C? Frosty, Arby's beef and cheddar, or Whopper?
Beef and cheddar.
Beef and cheddar.
Frosty.
Frosty. Like, that's so uninspiring. Aww. Just go to Steak and Shake. It's right across the street from Jack in the Box, because that's where it is in
Sometimes
my
Sometimes you don't want all that. You don't want all that. You just want the, give me the chocolate.
You know what? You know who has a much better chocolate shake if you must get one? Hardee's. Hardee's has
really good
Hardee's
shakes.
Hardee's has the top. I would rather have a Hardee's chocolate shake than Steak
Their
and Shake.
Their shakes are phenomenal.
Who has the worst here?
McDonald's.
Yeah, probably.
McDonald's is a little thin.
And they're always, are the machines still, is that a thing where they're always
still
breaking
very much,
on purpose?
Very much.
Yeah,
breaking.
There's like one guy nationwide that's allowed to fix them.
Stupid.
It's true. It's like one company.
No, it's one guy.
One guy.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Yeah, Larry.
So it seems like,
his name's Russ.
Larry's just building up frequent flyers going all over the country. Yeah.
Okay, we only have one A plus, which is McDonald's fries. We only have one F, which is fish filet. Taco Bell and nuggets in A. McNugget and Jack in the Box tacos in B, the Frosty and the Whopper in C, Krispy Kreme and beef and cheddar in D.
I love it. It's a good list.
It's fine.
You're gonna leave sad?
No. The beef and cheddar is just for me.
Mm.
You guys can have those stupid McNuggets.
Is the roast beef real roast beef?
No.
At Arby's?
Good question.
Kinda.
They've got the meat.
It's like it's processed,
so
right?
It would be like it's similar in texture to some of the like roast beefs you would get at the deli. You know, like it's not like one piece of turkey. It's kind of like
yeah. It's that. You know, it's amazing to me that if you live in this area and you're anywhere near a Lion's Choice, why you'd even bother going to
so
Arby's?
So much better.
I can agree with that.
I like
so
when Arby's shows
better.
The guy in the backyard making a brisket, and you're like, okay,
yeah, sure, that's happening.
Slow
yeah.
cooking.
That's happening.
Yep.
A couple of fun facts. Mr. T's original set of gold chains came from people who lost them or left them after he fought them when he was a nightclub bouncer.
He's a bouncer in Chicago.
Yeah.
Man, that's badass.
What's his real name?
Mr.
Damn, I can't remember anyway.
Dr. T.
He wasn't very tall.
Bob T.
He was what?
He wasn't very tall.
No, he's probably like 5'11".
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a big
guy. Time I saw him, he was on a competition in the 80s throwing little people. Swear to God.
Wow.
Was it Battle of the Network Stars?
No, it was something else. I think it was like the best bouncer in the world or something like that. Okay. But it was the first time I ever saw him.
His name was Larry.
Really?
Larry
no,
T?
Lawrence Turode.
Ah, there you go. I just remember.
I don't
from
think
the,
anybody called him Larry.
The A team where he couldn't fly, they had to drug him to get him on the helicopter. Yeah.
You loved that show, didn't you?
Oh my God,
that show
I
was
loved
good,
the A team.
That is so in your guys' wheelhouse.
Yep.
Yeah.
Papa John's has created a limited edition bath bomb that smells like their garlic sauce.
Oh.
Hmm.
Ew.
Right?
Come on, man.
That's like a dare.
That's disgusting. Is that for real?
It's for real. Yeah. They're only giving them out to select super fans on social media. You got to be a super fan. I don't hear you saying no, Andrew.
I'm not saying no.
How do you
prove? Because I haven't said no.
How do you prove that you're a Jimmy John's super fan?
Yeah, it's a good question. Maybe you want a garlic bath bomb.
I think he's just asking for
Papa
it.
Papa John's.
Yeah. How about you start with Papa John's instead of Jimmy John's?
Oh, sorry.
And all they need to do
Same
is
thing.
Look fool. At...
Wait, are they related?
All they need to do...
Is Jimmy Papa's son?
All I know is this. No. Somebody on this show should be getting that because of the amount of Papa John's that we've gotten over the years.
That's a good point.
I know, that's
like,
right.
If we're not super fans as a show, I don't know what is.
Yes.
We eat more. I guarantee you we eat more Papa John's than anyone else on Earth.
If only KFC had a cologne.
To go with the bath bomb.
I already
Kentucky
smell like
fried
it because I've been there so much. Take it with me.
Come on.
Take it with me.
Remember when we stopped eating KFC for like a week because Amy shamed us?
I didn't shame you. I just never seen people eat Kentucky Fried Chicken every single
week. That's shaming. You're doing it now.
That's what shaming is.
Shame.
You're doing it.
We were in mid-meal. I just like stopped eating.
You're like, I don't want this anymore.
Amy's like, again?
You just pushed it to the side.
It would be weirder if I didn't say something.
And then for like a week, it's like, you want KFC? We're like, no.
It would be weird if it wasn't like literally downstairs. Like we had to make a road trip to get
right.
it.
Right. Then you got a real problem.
It's the choice of convenience.
When you're driving to get KFC.
Kentucky Fried Convenience.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm not trying to shame you, but I've never seen anybody eat like this.
Yeah, she really didn't get what shaming was.
Yeah. What's that shaming if it's a fact?
See?
Wow!
See?
What a statement.
What?
Time to so Amy.
Amy's like, yep.
It was just that you ate Kentucky Fried Chicken every day. It would be weirder if I was, like, you could have put me on candid camera.
I'm not shaming you. It's just that it's totally disgusting.
No, I didn't say
well,
that.
Well, there's also a all tone.
Right. All three of you shut up.
Yeah. It's time for all of you to go.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.